Patriots Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Republicans in Congress are pushing for legislation that requires proof of U.S. citizenship to vote. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or the Save America Act, passed the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday. It would require proof of citizenship to register to vote in elections and the presentation of an ID to cast a ballot if it passes the Senate. Analysts say that's unlikely. It would require Democratic support to meet a 60-vote threshold. Glenn Grothman is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 6th District in the U.S. House. He voted for the SAVE bill yesterday and in previous attempts to pass the bill. I talked to him earlier today. Representative Grothman, make the case for your vote for the SAVE Act.
Well, there are a lot of concerns about the integrity of our elections, right? And one of the concerns is that people are voting under a name that's not theirs. And I think there's some studies that raise the question whether that's being done or not. And if we want to make sure that people are voting are both citizens and who they say they are, we do need photo ID, and we do need at some point in the process people showing that they're citizens. And the only people that I can imagine who would vote against it are people who feel the system is being abused. And like I said, I think there is particularly concern, particularly in states like Wisconsin, where you have same-day registration, in which you have the potential for people claiming to be somebody they're not.
The studies that have been done that are out there, the Center for Election Innovation and Research back last year, July, and then this Department of Homeland Security program that lets states run their voter rolls through that, it's finding non-citizens ending up on voter rolls really pretty rare, even when they're going back 20, 30 years looking for it. Is this a small problem, getting a big, maybe overreaction solution here with the SAVE Act?
Well, first of all, I don't think this is an overly burdensome thing, so it's not a major change for the average citizen at all. But the fact that we have so many people out there, politicians even, who are trying to rush as many people through and give them the rights of citizenship, free health care, that sort of thing, would indicate it's a major problem.
But looking to give them the rights of citizenship. I mean, if they do get the rights of citizenship, they're eligible to vote. If they don't, they're not.
Right. But it shows the heart of a lot of American citizens or a lot of American voters. And even more, it shows the heart of a lot of American politicians. I think there are a lot of politicians out there who maybe don't care a lot whether people who aren't citizens vote. They don't care if they're getting free medical care.
According to a 2023 national survey conducted by the Brennan Center for Justice, about 21 million Americans don't have the proper documentation right now, a passport or a birth certificate, and then the proof if your name is changed to match that birth certificate. There is a burden for some people. Is that worth it for you?
In Wisconsin, of course, we require photo ID for quite a period of time. I have yet to run into one person, and I get all over my district constantly, who says, you know, I wasn't able to vote last year because of Wisconsin's voter ID bill. I mean, not one person has said, or even given me an anecdote in which that happened. My son couldn't vote last year. My coworker couldn't vote last year. I have yet to hear that complaint even by one person.
Not the photo ID part, the birth certificate or passport citizenship proof requirement.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be any more difficult than the photo ID, no.
Now, Lisa Murkowski, Republican senator from Alaska, in a statement said, quote, "When Democrats attempted to advance sweeping election reform legislation in 2021, Republicans were unanimous in opposition because it would have federalized elections, something we've long opposed." Now it goes on, "I'm seeing proposals such as the SAVE Act that would effectively do just that." And Senator Murkowski says, once again, "I don't support those efforts." This is, the federal state division of labor on voting. Senator Murkowski says this is stepping across the line. What do you say to your Republican colleague over in the Senate?
Well, I think you look what they're doing in other states. Say the state of Washington, where they're mailing ballots out to everybody. I mean, does anybody think that's a way to encourage integrity of our elections? I mean, what some of the states are doing are not, quite frankly, even corrected in this bill. But I would think any American would question, and I think it goes to the radicalization of the Democrat Party that we've seen over the last 20 years, right? I mean, what can you say about just, whoosh, we're going to mail out ballots to everybody? You look at that, if that's the state law, you have to almost say the people in that state, the elected officials in that state, do not care about the integrity of our elections, which sadly, I don't know what we can do other than federalize them, because these elections, of course, affect governance on a federal level, right? Your U.S. congressman,
Well,
the Electoral College.
in those cases, the ballots aren't mailed like, grocery store coupons. They go to registered voters. The voters, there's a chain of custody on those. There's numbers that match people up with identities. It's not as loosey-goosey as you're making it out, is it?
Well, I think it engender. First of all, I have problems with this massive increase in absentee ballots by itself, right? Because whenever you have an absentee ballot, you don't know for sure who's filling it out, and you don't know for sure if that person is being coached onto how to fill it out, even if the right person is filling it out. So the fact that so many people are trying to push for more absentee ballots, including just mailing things out to everybody, I think should raise red alarms for people. And I think when a state adapts those rules like they do in Washington, you have to wonder in this partisan environment we're living in, if they don't feel it would make it easier for them to win elections.
Now, in Congress, you've passed this in the House, the Senate. There aren't enough votes to overcome a filibuster if Democrats oppose this and some Republicans. There have been some calls to say, hey, let's skip the filibuster option this time or change procedure. Do you want to see your Republican Senate colleagues do something to get around that filibuster hurdle?
Well, right. It's going to take them a period of time, but right now, I think an increasing number of Americans don't trust our laws. I certainly find that when I get around my district. There are people to this day who believe that, Wisconsin, Donald Trump won the 2020 election. That's
Do
not a
you believe
small
that?
number. I'd have to say that right now it's hard to show that many votes that were wrong. But on the other hand, you look what they did with the nursing homes and that type of thing. But I think going forward, it's important to get more confidence in elections, and certainly nationwide more confidence, which is why it's good to get this bill through. And I think the Senate should do what they can to get it through. Lisa Murkowski, of course, is barely a Republican. So we'll see what happens.
Representative Grothman, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you very much.
That's Glenn Grothman, Republican representative from Wisconsin. After we recorded that interview this morning, he contacted us to tell us that, quote, if you compare the 2016 and 2020 elections, Trump did better in Wisconsin than 35 other states, which would strongly be indicative that he lost the election in 2020. Now we turn to Jeff Mandel, president and general counsel for Law Forward, a nonprofit law group in Wisconsin. Jeff, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
You have concerns over the SAVE Act. What are your worries if this were to pass and be effective for our next elections?
Well, this really would be an effort to exert federal control over elections. And our framers, from the time the Constitution was written, wanted our elections to be run at the state level. So this is wholly inappropriate with our constitutional structure. In addition, as you discussed with Congressman Grothman, there are real problems for real people that this bill would create.
What are those problems? Is how many people would you worry would not be able to vote who should be able to vote?
Well, let's start with the documentary proof of citizenship piece, which would be completely new. There are a majority of Americans who do not have passports. About 170 million American citizens do not have passports, which are arduous to obtain. It takes a long time. It's expensive. In addition, there are, as you mentioned, more than 20 million people who don't have access to birth certificates that bear the names that they use today, whether those are people who have changed their names across time due to marriage or for other reasons. Just this morning, the news broke that Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway has petitioned the court for an official name change because her birth certificate does not say Rhodes Conway, and she is concerned about legislation like this potentially disenfranchising her.
Now, the argument I think from Representative Grothman and others is only citizens can legally vote in federal elections. Why not establish some sort of method to prove that everyone who's voting is a citizen? Do you have a problem in principle with that idea?
Well, first of all, it's not just federal elections where only citizens can vote. Only citizens can vote in state elections, too.
In Wisconsin. There are some localities around the country is why I made that distinction.
A very, very tiny number. But in Wisconsin, only citizens vote in our state elections and our local elections, as well as federal elections. And there are two things. Number one, we already do have laws and processes in place to take care of this. And number two, this is not a problem. There is no evidence that non-citizens are participating in our elections in any even measurable number, much less significant number. We are talking about far fewer than one in a million.
What are your concerns about, again, if this were to pass, big if because of the Senate right now, what this would mean for election administration here in Wisconsin, say for the November elections?
Well, it would be very, very difficult because you'd have new rules that would come into effect and people would need to comply with them with very short notice. We're in the middle of an election here in Wisconsin right now. We have a February primary. We have an April statewide, very important Supreme Court election. And we're talking about Congress changing the rules in the middle, making it harder for people to register or update their registration. In addition, this bill would require purging people from the rolls based on completely unreliable and inaccurate data. And people would have no notice that they had been taken off the rolls and would need to re-register on election day, except that they wouldn't know that and they would have to show up with paper that they either might not have or might not regularly carry around.
Jeff, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Mandel, president and general counsel for the group Law Forward here in Wisconsin. Earlier, we talked to Republican House Representative Glenn Grothman. Been talking about the Republican election bill that passed the U.S. House yesterday. Looks unlikely to pass the Senate unless they make some substantial rules changes to get around the filibuster. If you have thoughts on this, let us know. Or if you have questions about it, you can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.